another draft physics.com video presentation. So we haven't done a Ken Wheeler video in a while. It's kind of an interesting subject, I suppose. Free energy. It just kind of depends on your starting location in terms of what you think the universe is, whether you think there's any possibility of anything called the free, you know. First, there's the idea of, well, does it require some sort of mechanism to collect the energy? I mean, even if there was a big ball of energy sitting right here in front of me, I'd still have to figure out how to turn it into some kind of usable energy. And, you know, likewise, in that process, I might end up creating something, you know, some waste products that might be toxic to the environment and all that kind of crap. So, you know, might make water hot and kill fish or do some other kind of bullshit. So it won't be free in the sense that there's a consequence to the conversion of whatever your free energy is. We already know there's essentially free energy in terms of the fact that there's an abundance of it, and it seems really, you know, like easy, like nuclear energy, theoretically easy. But yes, theory is one thing and practice is another. And in practice, you have, you know, Fukushima, Three Mile Island, and Chernobyl, you know, three good reasons not to mess with it. Yes, there's energy trapped in a matter that has been pushed together, and it essentially has been pushed together, and the energy's still in there because the pushing thing had to overcome other forces, and those other forces are still trying to overcome the fact that you pushed them into this location. And so you can think of it in different ways, but I mean, the Descartesian, Newtonian kind of perception that there's energy just moving through everything, just sitting in your chair, you're producing energy in the sense that if the ground would get out of the way, you know, theoretically you can collect the pressure, the weight, and that's what we do with water. So we let, you know, the environment push the water up, and then we collect some energy as the water goes back down. And everything's doing this up and down thing. I mean, all the energy is give and take. And you're just finding differentials in this state, you know, the heat state of things. And you're really just trying to find circumstances where you can take advantage of a hot thing getting colder. Can't much take advantage of the cold thing getting hot because that's the place where the energy has to go in. So anyway, with that context. So, in the first half of this video, it doesn't say shit about anything. It just sort of says, Steinmetz is smarter than Faldo, whatever his name was. You know, the guy they what the hell's his name? Anyway, it doesn't matter. Pigeon Man. You should be able to remember names like that. Anyway, it's just the age thing. No big deal. I can do without half my vocabulary. What do I need it for? Anyway, and then he doesn't, he's just pointing out that for years I didn't believe it was possible, and now I do. And changing your mind is a wonderful thing, and blah, 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 blah. Well, it's obviously in this case probably not a wonderful thing, but you've changed it into you made a rational observation into an irrational one. So you failed to do anything good with your changing mind crap. I'm not big on the whole proving myself to be smart by changing my mind theory. If you have a bunch of things that you need to change, or if you're doing a lot of this changing of your mind, it means your mind hasn't put the pieces together right at all, and it's still making a mess. So it's not really evidence of somebody who's likely to give you the right answer. It's kind of evidence of somebody likely to give you the wrong answer. So even there, he fails.
Cool. Well, this is the way it is. I know it's true, and everybody's closed-minded. I was open-minded and...
Oh, I should be open-minded about this tacky crap.
Operator,
you can't just beg for money. You have to force me to give you money.
Enough, even though I was certain of it. And I did prove myself wrong. Not only do I know now that free energy is not only possible, it's undeniably real.
Undeniably real. So it's possible and it's undeniable. And here's my proof that it's undeniable. Oh, yeah, it won't give us any of that. I guess this is a little too fast. Anyway. So it's undeniably true. You know, it's just no point in saying something like that. You have to make the rational argument for why you're saying something like that. And he's not going to make that argument.
There's a specific arch form, just like an AC generator, which doesn't actually generate power, rather manifests.
I mean, it's kind of silly to say it doesn't generate power when, yes, you turn the coil in the magnet, it makes electricity. And it's not really an AC generator, it's a DC generator, but regardless, it doesn't really matter. You convert it into AC. But, I mean, it's, you know, this is just, it's just so stupid.
That will give rise to free energy. These devices probably already exist by the government. There are a lot of smart
minds. So all of this conspiracy crap. So the government, you know, some employee making whatever, $68,000 a year, is, you know, busy in his little whatever, his little SS Nazi suit, sitting there trying to cover up all the energy theories. You know, and he goes home to his wife and talks to his brother and talks to all, you know, all these other people who are living on planet Earth, and he's conspiring to make their life less wonderful. And he doesn't talk about that, though. And he's doing it for who? The Furgenbergs? You know, the richest people in the world. He's doing them a favor or something? Like, they've promised him a big paycheck or something? I don't... I mean, these conspiracy theories are so fucking stupid. And, you know, this bloated turd sits there and just talks like, oh, everybody should have some. Conspiracy theories are wonderful. And then he'll talk about how, I'm not a conspiracy theory guy. Yeah, you just proved you are with that bullshit. Oh, it's just so fucking stupid.
Minds that actually work for the deep state in various...
So just using more, he's a Trumper, you know, and, you know, more just of this rhetoric that the government knows what it's doing and it's conspiring against you and it's all this bullshit, you know, the deep state, whatever that is. The deep state is there's a bunch of people with special interests and they have enough people, a few million, in their club, and they basically threaten the political parties, do what I say or else I won't vote for you. And so they give them everything. While the average person who doesn't want to belong to any clubs gets clubbed.
Hidden facilities, I know where some are.
Oh, I mean, you know, I'm not a conspiracy theory person. The hidden facilities full of what? The employees, again, who are somebody's brother and sister. You really think your brother's out there conspiring against you to make your life miserable, make you a slave of the state? Oh, amazing bullshit. None of this would leak out. None of them would go to the Inquirer for a few $100,000. You know, magazine, get make some extra bucks. No, none of them would do that. No deep throat.
In Idaho, I've driven past one. You know, we know the place in Nevada, which I won't name. And there are other places like that.
Oh, yeah, please. So he says he doesn't believe in this shit, but he does believe in it. He believes there's UFOs. You know, we have aliens in Nevada. Fuck, I didn't know the video was going this stupid. See, I listened to the first half, he didn't say shit. I said, okay, he'll say something about free energy here further on, but apparently he's not going to say anything reasonable. Ugh, this is so depressing. You're more of a threat than the deep state, Bubbles. People with these kind of moronic defenses for their actions... This is what's going to motivate you to do something, is some freaking idiotic theory that there's a bunch of aliens hidden in Nevada? Oh, fuck.
So there are some incredibly sharp minds, and I know we've already have these things. However, they couldn't be introduced under normal circumstances.
We have them, but they haven't been introduced. We have these things, but they can't be introduced.
And it's because the entire global economy would collapse.
Oh, sure it would, right. If the oil companies all went bankrupt tomorrow, the whole economy would collapse. No, it wouldn't. I mean, this is so stupid. If somebody invented tomorrow a robot that frickin', you know, just does this all day, you know, and he only needs to be fed carrots and he can make free energy. The point is we don't even need robots anymore. You know, it's just like the world is getting so distant from the mechanical process. It's become such a small part of making something. Now it's just having people to pour ingredients in and press the button. It says mix.
You know, just think of how much of our economy is energy delivery. Energy and energy delivery based.
Oh, please. It's not that much of the economy. And frankly, we would still need to deliver the energy. So even if you invented free energy, it's very unlikely that it's going to be in some form where mass production still wouldn't be a huge efficiency. Where you wouldn't want individual inverters like solar. It's so much more efficient if you do it on a big field. But because you have everybody hating each other, you know, with your conspiracy theories and your deep state bullshit and all this other stuff to try to drive people further apart, we can't do anything collectively because you've made everybody into a communist. You fucking fat pile of shit.
I mean, there would literally have to be complete, and it kind of looks like that's what we got going on right now, a complete global upheaval of everything for people to be able to switch.
So I don't see any of this. You know, all these people with all this hysterical shit. What we are is bankrupt, okay? That's a fact. All right, the government's bankrupt. It's not going to be able to pay the bills eventually because the rich people own all of these IOU things, you know, the debt we've created. And they're saying they're entitled to trillions and trillions of dollars, and we don't have the trillions and trillions of dollars just to give to them. So, big problem coming in the future. But what's the big crisis? You can still call the cable company and have your cable hooked up. I mean, it's the food still getting to the stores. Yeah, some of the prices are going up a little bit, but frankly, they don't have anywhere to go because of the global economy.
It's like having a train going down the tracks, which weighs millions of tons, going down the tracks at high speed and trying to lift it off and put it on a different set of tracks while it's going at high. I mean, it's essentially impossible. And to do that,
I don't know what the fuck he's talking about, right? So he's talking about the idea that if we came up with an energy source that was twice as efficient as, say, gasoline. Gasoline's very efficient, very dirty, though. So we come up with a clean thing that is really efficient, all right? That means like 10 times better than solar energy, you know, in terms of the production cost of the panels and all that kind of crap. That somehow would be a big, huge crisis. No. It would make some rich people poor people, but make other people rich people. It really wouldn't change much.
But anybody with
and then everybody would just waste the energy anyway. So what's the point even talking about it? Because it's just so stupid. People talk about how precious energy is, and they piss it away like it's nothing. You know, with their clothes dryers and their, you know, I need it fluffier. You know, they take 15 million trips to the store. I mean, all the wasted driving that people do, all the way, you know, it's silly to have a conversation like anybody takes any of this shit seriously. Oh, energy's so expensive. No, it's too damn cheap. That's why we're living in a fucking, we're going to drown in our energy residue because the energy's so cheap and we just waste it.
And 5 brain cells noses, you know, would cause worldwide destruction. Because of the...
I wish this was about the subject, but apparently it's not.
Energy delivery systems and all the money involved in energy delivery systems that feed the world and supply that energy.
So, again, he misses the boat altogether, right? The real problem is that the nuclear might poison the environment in some horrific way, so it's dangerous, so you have to... It's really expensive, but you have to be very careful how you do it. So that one's off the table just because it's too damn expensive. When you add up all the... mistake cost, you know, the cost of a mistake. Then, you know, the fossil fuels, well, the oil's pretty good. It's not too dirty. It's dirty, but it's not filthy dirty. But we're running out of it. All right, the coal, yeah, it's filthy dirty, so it's kind of expensive to use because you have to spend kind of a bit of money to keep get it clean enough to call it as dirty as the gasoline stuff, you know, the oil-based. So to make it as clean as oil-based, it costs what you're, you know, the difference in the cost. It just ends up being more expensive than gas. It ends up being more expensive than crude oil to keep it clean enough to pump into the environment. And then hydro is really cheap, but it's environmentally, again, you're going to kill fishes and shit. But it's really cheap in the long term. It's got a, you know, good profile. If you put the right hardware in place, it's very durable.
Into the world. But what this means is, and let's first discuss an AC generator, which doesn't generate electricity. I mentioned this before.
So he keeps saying it doesn't generate electricity. It clearly takes pieces of wire that don't have electricity in them, and it puts electricity into them. I mean, it's just moronic to say it doesn't generate electricity. It converts magnetism and movement into electricity. It's really just converting the movement into electricity, but it doesn't really matter how you look at it. And it comes at a cost. I mean, it's hard to turn. You go find a generating motor and then put a load on it and then try to turn it. I mean, it's really, you're paying for your energy. You can see that it's not free energy. Obviously, the water has to turn the turbine to make the electricity. Moving the wire in the magnetism isn't free. You can't just spin it. You can't just blow on it. There, I did it. I made energy. Now, you got to put a lot of energy in, like a big pile of wind or something else. You got to put a big pile of movement in. And movement's weight. You should know something about weight, Bubbles. Weight is energy. A kilogram is a joule. You weigh about 500 joules.
More than a few videos, is that they do not generate electricity. They are of such a geometrical shape, and they call them archforms by Eric Dollard. We'll call them archforms as he called them.
Who the fuck cares? I mean, Eric Dollard, he's using him as a source of knowledge or wisdom. Yeah, just forget about it. All he understands is how to drink beer and complain about everything.
They give rise when there is a temporal variation set in place. And that's all an AC generator is, by the way, and I've said this before many times, is a magnet turned inside out. The plane.
Oh, it's just so stupid. It's obviously not a magnet turned inside out. It's obviously a coil of wire in a magnetic field. And this isn't that complicated. And you can create the magnetic field with the electricity. So, you know, but you're using electricity to make electricity, you know, blah, blah, blah.
The inertia is on the outside and the magnetic field is on the inside. In the case of a magnet, the plane of inertia is in the middle. And, of course, the magnetism is a toroidal vector around it. Yes?
So all of this is just horseshit. Like, somehow you could spin a magnet for free. That would be free energy, right? There's no free way to spin a coil inside a magnet. So why are you having this conversation? Why are you talking about AC generators as if they'll be a source of free energy? Like you'll have one that'll just vroom, it's spinning. No, it's not going to happen. You have to have something else doing the vroom part. The energy has to do the vrooming. Time to just stick a screwdriver in my head. What am I doing on this planet of shitheads? Fucktards. Morions.
So they're an inside-out magnet with, of course, a separate interior component that is fluctuated with respect to time.
Ah, it's fluctuating with respect to time. How interesting. So this is a free energy discussion, and he's just basically talking about a generator motor and, again, disconnecting it from the whole purpose of one, which is just to convert one form of energy into another. You're just converting motion of other objects, things, into a form of motion that causes electricity to travel through a wire. But it's all the same thing. It's force. Force moves the coil, force goes through the wire. Oh, another one. Fuck.
Lucid Chart makes intelligent diagramming easy and helps your best ideas.
Two of them. Greedy.
Start from scratch or
with respect to time, an inside-out magnet, which is all an AC generator is, will cause an ether perturbation, a compound ether perturbation, i.e. electricity, which will generate power. Manifest it, actually. Because to generate something...
So he just said he doesn't generate power, it doesn't generate electricity, it doesn't, and then he uses the word generate. I mean, just, how can people watch this shit? I mean, how the fuck do these... How does anybody see this as reasonable conversation? Fuck.
It means you have something to begin with. Like you make a cake. You need flour and milk and all this other
stuff. Yeah, right. You need energy to make energy. Duh. You need something moving. You need something to move. Even the little atoms. It's the little bits, right? We split atoms and there's little stuff left over. So we take something like you that weighs 300 pounds, let's say, and we convert it into two things that weigh 140 pounds each. And so we have 20 pounds left over, and the 20 pounds flies out. And we take advantage of the movement of the little bits flying out. They create what's called heat. And we convert the heat transfer from we have the heat in a hot place, and then we sit in between the hot place and a colder place. We sit in between, and we allow the stuff moving, okay, to turn the motor and generate electricity.
You have to make a cake. I mean, I've generated something. I put these together and baked them and whatnot. I've created a cake. An AC generator doesn't generate anything. It manifests it. Almost
It's just so fucking silly. He uses the word generate, then he goes back to it's a manifester. Doesn't manifest anything. It converts one form of energy into another form of energy. That's all it's doing, you freaking moron. A nuclear power plant, the turbines, are just converting steam into electricity. They're not, you know, doing the nuclear part.
Like magic. That's all an AC generator is an arch form that is turned.
Right, so it has absolutely nothing to do with free energy, right? I mean, I think everybody should know they're not going to make a generator that turns by itself. I mean... I don't think anybody has the realistic prospect that they're going to make a free energy device by just sitting there making a generator and it's going to be self-turning. Zoom! It's just going to take off. I'm just going to hit the go button. I don't have to put any gas in or anything. It's just going to start ripping and pumping out the wattage. No, not going to happen, Ken.
With respect to time and manifests a compound... ether perturbation. If there's anything even as much as magnetism that I'm certain of in this whole world, what I just said is irrefutable. No AC generator generates power. It manifests power.
All right, so just too silly. So he says this is the most certain thing in the world, and it doesn't even make any sense. It manifests power by turning it, by physically moving parts. And you physically move them with manifestation. You don't move them with something called energy. You move them with the manifestation. No, I don't think so. Just throw some manifestation in the tank. Well, you don't need gas, just manifestation.
And what this means is, since of course the electricity is a compound of dielectricity and magnetism, it's a
blah blah blah. So I will take a simple word and make it into a big pile of crap.
Compound ether perturbation that is manifested by these devices. Yeah, and all they're doing, there's no direct energy convergence between the hydroelectric or the nuclear or a steam turbine or a windmill. There's no energy conversion there going on between the wind and the water or the nuclear. None whatsoever.
So it just doesn't make any sense. It's clearly you can follow the movement so directly. You can follow it. You can see the water moving. Then you can see the fins on the turbine moving. And you can see the armature moving. You can see the conversion. I mean, how can he say shit like this? That, oh, there's no conversion going on. When it's so obvious there's a conversion going on. The more movement the water has, the more weight it has, the faster it'll turn, the more electricity, the less water, the less movement. I mean, it's so obvious, right? The more the rods, if I put the control rods in, I reduce the amount of heat being produced, and then I got less steam, and less steam means less spinning of the turbine. I mean, it's so clearly a conversion.
How about direct energy? What they're doing is they're setting up a temporal variation in that arch form for manifestation of power to occur. What this means, and the reason why I had to say that, is that free energy is 100% undeniable.
Right. You just buy one of those free energy motors that spin all by themselves. Perpetual spin motor. You can go to the store right now. They're spinning right there on the shelf. I mean, they're just sitting there spinning for free. Go get your free spinning motor at Walmart.
And the only way that free energy could work is that we take advantage of the magnetic field disparity. And this is called the Lamour frequency. If you don't know what the Lamour frequency is, look it up on the internet. It's called Lamour frequency. Also, too, called geomagnetic precession. This actually sets up a phase disparity.
So look up everything, fine. But whatever. I mean, it's just too silly. He'll never prove that there's one frequency in motors or something. There's no, what the fuck is he talking about? It's nonsense. It's just bullshit.
At a ratio of 1 to 5, by the way.
Says you again. 1 to 5 what?
It's also, too, the reason why seeds react differently to North Pole exposure and
So he did this again. So he does his pseudoscience in the middle of his pseudoscience. You know, his completely unproven theory that one side of the magnet makes seeds all sad and the other side makes them all happy. La 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 la. Like his crayfish experiment where he obviously, you could see it's where the crayfish lived. You could see he cleaned a whole place underneath the old rock where he lived. And he just says, I threw the magnet any old place. And it just happened to be that the magnet was exactly where the crayfish lives. Too silly.
Full exposure. That experiment's been proven a million times. You can even see it underneath the ferrocell. I have thousands of videos of ferrocell demonstrations.
We know the thousands of videos of doing the ferrocell is completely been debunked. All right, the ferrocell is not revealing anything useful to anybody with a fair logical mind. It's just an optical illusion. It's not bending light. It's not doing anything. It's just creating the same magnetic patterns you'd get if you put iron filings in a fluid and dropped a magnet in it.
Showing a light shift, blue shift towards the South Pole and a red shift.
Some more nonsense. Doesn't happen. Fake, phony, fraud.
Towards the North Pole. Anyway, when you have geomagnetic precession, you end up with a temporal phase disparity. In other words, the toroidal magnetic field, this is the important part, the toroidal magnetic field has inbuilt as a geometry of its magnetic field nature.
So all of this crap to, so his argument is free energy, this is really his argument, somehow is possible because we can create a motor that spins without any spinner. You don't need anything to spin the motor. The motor will just spin by itself. Any speed you want, apparently. You just turn the dial up and it'll just spin faster and faster and make more and more electricity. And it doesn't need anything in. It's not a conversion device. Turbines are not converters. They could work just fine with, the windmill would work just fine without the windmill, right? You don't need the blades and all that crap. You don't need the water for the hydroelectric. You don't need the dam. You don't need any of that. You just need the turbine. And it'll spin all by itself. Two. I mean, so silly that he should just be, you know, the deep state ought to just, you know, go out and make these kind of people disappear. I'd vote for it, frankly. The world doesn't need this kind of bullshit. But the fact that the world is capable of being deceived by bullshit this fucking bad just means that, no, we probably should go after the people watching these videos. They're the ones that the deep state ought to send to Mars. That's a euphemism for, yeah, someplace else. It ain't going to be Mars.
A geomagnetic precessional phase disparity between the North Pole and the South Pole. When you take that in combination with the right-hand rule, and you have a circuit set up, I say, and I'm working on one with a 20-gauge copper wire, and I'm trying to figure out the correct geometry. when you have that set up.
I mean, I'd like to give you this advice. Just go watch the Professor Lewin video. He shows perpetual energy, free energy, shows it being produced. So just follow his diagram.
With a circuit, with two magnets, I don't know if it requires two or four. I don't know if it's two phase or four phase. I don't know which. I mean, I fully admit that I am testing this. But I know that with the correct...
I've never felt so...
The correct something or other, I can make the motor spin by just having this guy look at it. Oof. A little bit Hitler-y, isn't he? I can see there's a resemblance. I never felt so close to the possibility of disclosure. The nepotism? Is that what that says? I have to listen.
Close to the possibility of disclosure. The Nephilim, the giants.
Oh, the Nephilim. Oh, fuck. I can't believe this shit. I just can't believe this commercial is allowed. This kook is talking about fucking giants and cancer therapy. You just say no, I can't live on this planet. Can't do
phase
it.
Disparity due to geomagnetic precession of the toroidal geomagnetic field, that free energy is utterly possible. I've been saying for 20 plus years now that it is not possible.
Right, so what happened to the other 56 years? So he's been saying for 20 years it's not possible. I wonder what he thought before that. Oreos are yummy. Yeah, that was his theory before that. Your Oreos are yummy.
Now I know it is not only possible, it is far more than possible. It is undeniable.
So more crap about how I'm not allowed to deny it because you've provided some sort of evidence, and your evidence is just, you know, wish it. I don't know. What's his evidence? Why do I have any reason to believe that somebody's going to invent a motor that just spins for the hell of it? Because that's all... I don't know what else to do. I have to spin incessantly at any speed you want.
That's all an AC generator does. It has a temporal variable such that power is made manifest due to the arch form of the AC generator, which is an AC power manifester.
Power manifester. It doesn't convert power. It doesn't convert one kind of movement into another kind of movement. Big things moving into atoms moving. No, it doesn't do that. No.
This means that free energy can have a non-moving solid state device which will manifest free power. The only
then you're trying to imagine how now he says the motor doesn't even have to turn, so you don't have to turn anything. You don't have to put any energy in. It just sits there. You put a wire next to a magnet and it just makes energy forever. As much as you want. Just put a wire next to a magnet. Say the magic manifestation words. Hoo-boo, hoo-boo, manifeste, boo-boo, boo-boo-boo. And bingo, you've got it. Anante. Say Anante. That's a big word with him. Anante. Sounds like some fucking kind of disease.
Thing that we have in AC generators is moving kinetic energy to cause a temporal variation.
All right, so we know that moving kinetic energy, it's already moving. That's why it's kinetic. Get it? You can't move it twice. And there's no such thing technically as kinetic energy.
In an arch form of that so-called generator. But we don't need the moving component. The moving component in the case of a free energy device, if you're listening, is the phase disparity of the Lamour frequency precession. Yeah? You think I'm using big words? Go look up Lamour frequency.
Yeah, and how will that help? Oh, that's right, it won't.
Let's see. Look it up. Don't take my words. I hate it when people say, you're using big words. You're trying to confuse me with big words. I'm not using big words right now.
You're saying that there's some frequency. I imagine it's one standard frequency, like 33 kilohertz or something. And this special frequency does some kind of special thing. What? Where's the evidence of it?
Look up Lamour frequency. Look up geomagnetic precession.
Why would I do that? I could look up supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. How will that help? Oh, that's right. Well, it would help because that's a fantasy concept. And so is your geomagnetic precession bullshit. You can't process it for free. Something has to push it. Process, push, similar words.
Okay. The moving component for the manifestation, are you listening? Of free energy necessitatively must be geomagnetic.
He's yelling at us.
Disparity of the phase, disparity of the toroidal magnetic field.
Right, and that isn't just a big pile of crappy, stupid gibberish. Yeah, it is.
Whether that requires 2 to 4 different fields in the specific circuit, which is a dielectric reflector, i.e. a coil. I've thought of 4 different coil configurations.
Wow, he's thought of all this stuff, and, you know, we're just all waiting for it all, Ken, you know? Jeez, yeah. Get to it, you know, come on. Well, the world needs you. No, it doesn't.
As it would be best.
Like it needs toxic waste.
I don't know which is best. I've only built one so far.
Oh, you haven't built anything, and whatever you built certainly isn't making anything called energy.
I have no idea which is best. But I know with the magnetic field and the correct coil that free energy is 100% undeniable.
Oh, whatever. And you didn't know that, though. 10 years ago, I could ask you and you'd say it's 100% not possible. And I'm supposed to trust you. That now you're right. Your head's one day, your tail's the next day. You might be who knows what the next one will be. And I'm supposed to trust you. I've always known that free energy was a big pile of crap. In the sense that I knew, gee, it's not going to be easy, is it? Yes. Just too stupid.
And I'll stake my life on that.
No. Oh, I just wish I could get you to do anything reasonable.
Here's a great book, which actually led me to this.
Blah, 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 blah. Another great book of mathematical horseshit.
Discovery of that. And this book is not about free power at all. This guy has 2 PhDs. I wish he was still alive. This book is available out there now on the internet, thanks to me. I have 2 copies of it. This one's falling apart. As you can see, I've highlighted the hell out of it all over the place.
Yes,
this is
yes,
Dr.
Right.
Oleg D. Jefimenko. J-E-F-I-M-E-N-K-O.
Right. Nobody from nowhere.
Dr. Oleg D. Jefimenko. And there are amazing passages in here. There's a lot of really, really heavy math in this book, too. I'm talking about power generation. What everybody thinks about power generation is incorrect. And as I've said over and over again, even in this video.
You know, the evidence of that is exactly the opposite, right? In the sense that obviously we found lots of ways to convert movement into energy. So again, more horseshit.
AC generators don't generate power. They manifest it by introducing a temporal component in an arch form.
So he just keeps saying it, in arch form. What the hell?
A temporal variable changed with respect to time.
Temporal? I don't know what that has to do with it.
Time, which is what a temporal variable is. Change with respect to time of that arch form, which is what an AC generator is, manifests power. But the moving component, change with respect to time, geomagnetic precessional and more frequency, means that a non-moving...
Right, so he just keeps saying it, that magnets are making energy when all magnets are doing is just converting gravity into magnetism. They're just reflecting, like just like all of us. Energy goes in, energy comes out. And if there's a little tiny bit of a differential, a little tiny bit, then we're gravitational. But the fact is that we're at equilibrium with the universe. The universe shoves in a bunch of crap and we expel it. And we can expel it as different wavelengths of light and then you'll see it, you know. But, you know, it comes out in different ways. Heat, radio waves, micro. You're admitting those things right now. You're admitting a little, now and then, a little cosmic ray flies out of you. Jeez. Little gamma ray.
Power generator is 100% undeniable. I stake my life on this fact. I've thought about it over.
I wish I could make you do that. I really do. I really wish I could put you on the edge of the volcano and then we could run the future all the way to the end and prove you're full of shit so we could throw you in the goddamn volcano because you really deserve it. Because you're such a lying fat piece of shit. Your pharaoh cell is bullshit. Everything you say about it is bullshit. Everything you say about everything is bullshit. Ugh, should be a law against it.
Over and over again for thousands of hours over endless periods of time. I mean, a lot. In my head, I've gone over it in my head. Tried to refute myself, tried to reaffirm it, tried to deny it, reject.
Just think about everything in the universe and the idea that there's only stuff going in and stuff coming out, and you really can't do anything but find a place where there's more stuff on one side of your equation than there is stuff on the other side, and you try to catch the differential. You try to take advantage of the stuff trying to run to the other place where there's less of the stuff. And that's all there is. There's just lemmings moving around, and you're just sitting there, where can I stick a treadmill, you know, and catch the lemmings running? I can steal some of their energy, some of their motion. And that's all you're looking for anywhere in the universe, is where is their motion, little lemmings running, and can I steal, you know, some of their energy?
Rejected. I know it is true. What that arch form...
Steal some of their progress, you know, so I can take the motion and use it somewhere else. But it's all just motion. Electricity in a wire is motion. It's just in the rawest of forms. I mean, it's not as raw as a laser beam, but it's pretty raw.
Form is, what the coil form is, and how many phases are necessary to create the correct Lamour frequency disparity in the coil, I don't know yet. Obviously, if I did, I would have either already been...
Yes, obviously, one of the other flakes and kooks would have already come up with it. So, frankly, it doesn't exist. You're all silly people. Blah, 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 blah.
Just disappeared from this world by some secret government agency? Or, you know, something along those lines.
Yes, conspiracy.
Because that information, if it were released, if someone had actually created a device like that...
Right, especially in a world now, right, where everybody has, you know, can be on YouTube, their lives are recorded, and you're saying that all of a sudden Ken Wheeler's just going to disappear. The government's going to steal him, and no one will notice. I think people will notice.
And released it into the world, there would literally be global upheaval, because so much of our economy depends on energy, energy delivery, on and on and on and on. It would cause chaos for who knows how long.
The only chaos would be is that we would just use the extra energy to make more crap, more plastic crap, more toxic crap, more chemicals that we shouldn't release to the environment crap. That's the threat. More energy means we make more messes.
If anybody wants to know why I've been completely burned out and not made so many videos in the past week and a half, it's because I do a million different things. And my mind is always smoking...
Donut eating.
Wood, if you will. You can see the smoke pouring out of my ears. And thinking about these big subjects.
Well, you don't think very rationally. That's the problem. So I don't even know... There's no way you could be thinking... Lamour frequency, doubled manifestation of the counter space of the... There's no way you're doing that shit, liar.
Big questions and big subjects are the only thing important in life, at least to me. So.
That's why you're a conspiracy nutter. It's because you take the truth so seriously. I don't think so.
If you're looking for this book, like I said, it's available out there. This book is not about free energy, by the way. Really, in this book, it's out there on the internet.
It's about, what, infinity, apparently.
Thanks to me. But I wanted to make this video about free energy, and I hope it gives you something to think about.
It just, you know, is there really any point I should just, you know, stick the scissors in the brain? You know, it's time to go. Hopeless talking to these humanoids. They're just fucking, they're dumber than monkeys in the sense that they're full of more delusions and nonsense. They don't got anything right.
Don't ever accuse me of using big words in this video, because I
do. Don't accuse you of it. Even though you're just overtly guilty of it. References to a bunch of hyperbolic bullshit.
Not. Might have been big words to you, but they weren't to me. things.
La 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 la. It's not my job to make myself understood. La 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 la. Little tantrum. Thanks. I make leather bags
out of kills alligators and stuff. Creepy. Anyway, so yeah, just too stupid. So all the comments are just, oh, I'm so get what you're saying. In other words, you need to disrupt the cause turbulence in the magnetic fields to knock electricity loose so you can use it. And you knock it loose by just manifesting the manifestoid. Blah, 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 blah. You have the ability to push critical thinking in people. Pushing me into the volcano, frankly. I'll walk in just to get the fuck away from you loonies. AAA Beverages. I don't know. What kind of name is that? The appreciation of wisdom you have expounded can never be returned. You, sir, are invaluable. Thank you. Who are these creatures? Oh, the geomagnetic disparity is the difference between the 60-second minute and the 72-second minute. Oh, fuck. Now it's another guy playing with time. Time will make it happen. Only an academically honest individual can question their own beliefs and be willing to see and rectify their inadequacies and own knowledge within themselves so they can fact-check themselves. Oh, wait a minute. No, that's not going to work. You need somebody else to do it. And then you say, oh, shit, I didn't realize I was an idiot. That's what has to happen. Somebody else has to make you aware of the fact that you're full of shit. You have to actually listen to the other person saying, you're full of shit. Your theory is preposterous. If you got it, bud, the best way to protect yourself is to give it to every common person you come into contact with. That'll do it. Yeah, if they weren't all greedy scoundrels, all of these free energy people that have been absconded by the government plan wouldn't work if they were actually not so greedy that they had to keep it all for themselves. Eric Dollard is a very interesting dude. No, he's kind of just a cranky drunk. The Transformer also an arc form manifesting power generation in the secondary is the Transformer. I suppose the whole idea is basically you're saying, what's the difference, right? I mean, the Transformer doesn't have a magnet in it, so that's the problem, right? But you are magnetizing the metal. And, you know, using the magnetism to convert the electricity, you know, from one voltage to another. But I don't, you know, yeah, he thinks there's going to be a transformer. Somebody's going to make a transformer, and it's just going to make electricity. It's not going to transform electricity. It's just going to make it. All right, Ken, please take the necessary security procedures. If you're on track with creating the device, there'll be some very unhappy people who will stop at nothing to prevent it from becoming public knowledge. Like, Ken couldn't give it to a lawyer, you know? Here's my research. If I just disappear magically, then please make my research public. Yeah, lots of ways to protect himself. Duh.
Gary, the mission is endeavor to persevere. Live another day. Try again tomorrow. Sometimes that works. you really don't have an option. It's just, you know. No, really, jumping in a volcano is useless. I tried it. Didn't work. So, you know, just take it. I know it's unpleasant. Just accept that your terrible lot is just to have all these little unpleasant jobs. I had a whole bunch of them. I had to go into, like, radioactive things, and I had to get all, like, radioactivity, and then I turned into a dead guy, and then they buried me, but they didn't bury me, and then they reanimated me, and all kinds of shit happened. Very unpleasant. You just have to accept it. Yeah. Signing off and such. Endeavor to persevere. Yeah, that's it. Fuck that live long and prosper crap. I don't know why I even said that shit. It's so stupid. Prosper. What the fuck is a prosper anyway? Prosper by owning slaves? Prosper by what? How do I prosper exactly? Screw somebody else's wife or something? I mean, what the fuck is prospering? Fuck that. And living long, well, you know, it's all relative. Don't live any longer than you need to. That's what I should have said. Anyway, till the next time. Don't outlive your utility. Yes, your productivity. Productivity is a good word. High all productivity. Whoops. I don't know why I tend to go that way. Anyway, till the next time and such. All right. That's my job, buddy. Yeah, I'm going crazy. It's so depressing. Yuck. All right. But I will endeavor to persevere and just do my job here. I can only reason with you idiots. Yeah, I can't help it if you're not susceptible to reasoning. Shit. So this has been a draftphysics.com video presentation. Yuck. Yeah.